Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. My name is Father Cedric Pazenia. I am dedicated to help you to live with passion. I want you to realize your potential. I want you to live and be the best that you can be. I want you to have a personal relationship with God. I learned all these things when I had two near-death experiences. And this program is a very special program where I'm going to talk to you about dying and death and explicitly about what you can expect when you die. And the things that I learned. Let me share a scripture. It comes from the letter to the Romans. And this is Romans 8, one of my favorites. This whole series is called More Than a Conqueror. And you can conquer death through God's love. And Paul says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. I am certain that neither death nor life, neither angels nor principalities, nor life nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God that comes to us in Christ Jesus. I love this reading. It talks about how all the trials and the tribulations, the hardships, the difficulties that we go through, and then he says, not even death. You know that thing that we greatly fear? Hebrews 2:15 tells us that the basic fear that we all have is the fear of death. Not even death can separate us from God's love. That great unknown, that challenge that every one of us is going to have to face, we are more than conquerors. Oh, we are victors. We're victorious even over death, Paul is telling us. And I love in another place, it's 1 Corinthians, Paul has a dialogue with death. Paul the Apostle, of course, and he says, death, where is your sting? Death, where is your victory? But thanks be to God, he says, who gives us the victory through Christ. So our faith in Jesus, our trust in him is going to literally bring us right through death. I know many of you think about death. Maybe some of you have sleepless nights. Some of you are a lot older than I am, and you're struggling with what's going to happen. It's a great mystery. You know, nobody knows. You might be thinking, well, some do know. God has given me some revelations. And I think one of the reasons why God has me on TV is because he wants me to share these with you. This is a very special program. It's all about your death and what's going to happen. And the scriptures tell us, for example, Amos, the prophet, said, prepare to meet your God. Prepare for your death. We must be ready. Have you ever thought about what you're going to wear in your casket? I know that's kind of a strange question, but the reason why I pose that to you is because I know what I'm going to wear. In fact, what you see me wearing right now is what I'm going to be wearing in my casket when I die. This is my religious habit. I'm a Passionist Catholic priest. The Passionists are a religious community within the Catholic Church, and this is our religious habit. You see my sign here, it means the Passion of Jesus Christ. It's a very simple garment. I wear it when I preach, I wear it when I pray, and I'm going to wear it when I die. Very simple. I like what it says in the scriptures. You know, we came from our mother's womb, and naked we're going to go back again. We can't take anything with us. Basically, when you die, it's who you were in your life that matters to God. It's your deeds, your faith, your virtue. It's not your dress that matters. It's who you became and who you were. That's why I want to help you to live with passion. That's one of the things that God taught me when I had my near-death experiences, that who you become right now is vitally important. And I want to help you to live well and to live with passion. Maybe you've had somebody close to you die recently. You know, we're all familiar with death. We've all been to funerals, and it's really sad to see a young person in a car accident die, or any of you who have lost your children, that's devastating. I think the hardest thing I ever had to go through was was my father's death. My dad died suddenly in his sleep at age 76. We had no warning. He died in his sleep. He passed to the Lord. And suddenly I'm thrust into the grieving process. One minute I had my dad, the next minute he's gone, and now I had to grieve. One of the hardest things I ever had to do was to preside at a mass, the funeral mass for my dad. In the Catholic tradition, we call that a mass of resurrection. See, many people, when it comes to death, they believe one of three things. The first thing that they believe is that when you die, that's it. You're just like an animal. You die and there's no more. That's it. And their philosophy is, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. That's right from the Bible. Many people hold that theory. Many people think that that's it. You just die and that's it. Then other people think that there's a reincarnation. Many religious traditions believe in this. Hinduism, for example, believe that you progress to a certain point. When you die, you come back as somebody new, somebody different, so that you can grow and keep growing and keep growing. I believed that when I was younger. Sounded like a good philosophy, but it's an absolute lie. It's deceitful. There is no reincarnation. Jesus never taught about it. The saints never said anything about it. The church for 2,000 years has never pronounced anything about reincarnation being true. So the three philosophies: one, you die and that's it. Two, you're reincarnated. And number three, you come before God and experience resurrection. And all over the place in the Bible, that's what's taught. You die and then judgment and then resurrection. You will be resurrected. Your body, you will be united with your body. Your soul lives forever. You are immortal. You are made in God's image. And death isn't the end. There is no reincarnation. Death is a new beginning. In the funeral liturgy, we say, life has changed, not ended. It is changed, not ended. That's why we talk about people passing to the Lord. In the Bible, it's interesting how the Bible talks about death. It'll say things like, precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of one of his faithful. Get that now. Even though death is an enemy, and it says that in the scripture, it says that precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of one of his faithful. Wow, think of that. When you die, that's a precious moment in God's sight. Paul the Apostle says, to live is Christ, to die is gain. Well, that's interesting. Dying isn't this horrible end that everybody should fear and nobody knows anything about. Paul the Apostle, who had had these visions from God, who had ascended into heaven, the seventh heaven as he talked about it, he said, to die is gain. To die is gain. Why is it gain? Because finally we get the beatific vision. We get the peace of Christ. We get eternal life in heaven for believers. And then I like what Paul said about his own death, Paul the Apostle, I'm talking about right from the scriptures. He talked about death as being a departure. Well, I fly a lot, and I'm very familiar with departures. They always talk about departures. When you get on an airplane, you're departing for another city. He talked about death as kind of like getting on an airplane and going somewhere else. And that's exactly it. You don't lose your being, your consciousness when you die. You are still alive. You just go to another place. This is right from the Bible. This isn't just some man's philosophy. These are the scriptures I'm talking about, and I'm going to back that up with my own experience as I share with you the different things that have happened. But really quickly, I want to just talk a little bit about grieving as I talk about death and the death experience. And I want to talk about grieving because, as I said, when my dad died, I was thrust into the grieving process, and it was something very difficult for me because I had never had anybody close to me die. And I remember I was preaching in New Orleans, and it was to a group of mothers, 100 mothers who had lost their children in various ways, accidents or disease or whatever. And they were all gathered before me because I wrote that book called Death, the Final Surrender, where I talk about my two near-death experiences, and that's what I'm going to do right now. So they all wanted to know, what is death like? And they were all hurting because, of course, they were hurting. They were devastated because their children had died. And they wanted to hear what I had to say about death because death is a great mystery. And more than anything else, they wanted to communicate with their children. And because of death, they were separated and they weren't able to communicate. Now, I remember many questions after I spoke and shared with my experiences with them, and I had many questions. And one of the questions was, Father, can we go to a psychic? Can we go see a psychic so that we can communicate with our children? Because we've heard that they can communicate with the dead. And I told them, no, absolutely not. That is forbidden in the scriptures. Do it God's way and grieve well. When I talk about grieving well, that means you don't stay stuck in anger. You don't stay stuck in bargaining. You don't stay stuck in any one area of grieving, but you move on and you let God take control of your life. And you don't stay stuck and you have peace in your heart about your loved one. So, I don't know if you ever heard about Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. She wrote a book called On Death and Dying. And in this book, she talked about the stages of grieving. And there's all kinds of different stages: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance. When I tell people to grieve well, I'm hoping that you're going to move through the stages. You won't be stuck in anger. You won't be stuck in denial. You won't be stuck in bargaining. But you'll come to acceptance. And God will help you with that. And if you're grieving somebody right now that you lost, I have a friend of mine who lost her husband a year ago, and she's still hurting, and she's a believer, she loves the Lord, but it hurts, and I keep telling her, grieve well. May the Holy Spirit move you through those stages to acceptance, to peace, to a wonderful oneness with God. And if any of you are stuck in grieving right now, I'm praying as you watch this program, the Holy Spirit will move in you to move you into a new season. So let me tell you about grieving really quickly. You will experience, as you know, a kaleidoscope of emotions, from anger to depression to despair to loneliness to hurt to despondency. Well, you can move through these emotions. You don't have to stay stuck in them. Second of all, some days are going to be better than others. You already know that. And as time heals and as time goes on, it will get better. I think about grieving for my dad. When my dad first died, I was devastated. But as time went on, you know, he was my best friend and my biggest supporter. I never loved anybody like my dad. But as time went on, and through the grace of the Holy Spirit, I moved through the stages to acceptance, and the pain is so much less now. And it'll happen in your life too. So everyone grieves differently, and don't let anybody tell you how to grieve. I'm not so much telling you how to grieve as I'm explaining what the stages are and what grief is. You grieve in your own way. And then time heals, as I said. There are stages of grieving, and I wrote a book called Seasons of Life. Grieving is a season, and then you move to a new season. And I'm praying that this program will help to move you forward. You don't have to stay stuck. And I'm praying for all of you that you will grieve well. So, death is a reality. We all know it. We've all had people close to us die. We all have to cope with our own death and what's going to happen and what will happen. And what do you believe about death? And where did you get those notions? Did you get it from our culture, from the world? It's interesting. Different cultures have different philosophies about death. I remember I studied in Israel and I studied in Egypt. We went to the tombs of the pharaohs, you know, the pyramids and the tombs and the different things. They used to bury the pharaohs with the gold, the silver, jewelry, all their possessions around them. They put them right into the tombs with them because they believed that they could take those riches with them into the afterlife. At least they believed in an afterlife. Many cultures don't even believe in an afterlife, but the Egyptians did, and they buried all that stuff. You know where all those material goods are now? They're either in a museum or somebody stole them. You see, you can't take it with you when you die. You've all heard that adage, I've never seen a U-Haul behind a hearse. And it's true in life. You can't take it with you. The only thing that you can take with you, not your clothes, not your looks, your deeds. That's why in the book of Revelation, it says that at the judgment, books were opened. And everything that we had done in our life was written in those books. Your faith in God, your virtue, realizing your potential, or not realizing your potential. What you do now, I always say that life is magnificent and significant. Our life right now is the great opportunity. It's tremendously significant. and you must live well because the books will be opened. There will be a judgment. So what do you believe about death? Do you believe that you just die and that's it? Do you believe in reincarnation? Or do you believe that you will go before God, there will be a judgment, and there will be a resurrection in eternal life? This is everything that the Bible has taught for many years, and this is what I experienced in those near-death experiences. Let me just tell you a few more things as I set up exactly what happened to me. Years ago, I did these grave rubbings as a project in my English class. I lived in Massachusetts. Massachusetts, of course, one of the original 13 states, the original 13 colonies, very old state. And I went to a place called Old Deerfield Village, and that's one of the oldest places in Massachusetts, and they had a graveyard there, and I saw a stone, and it said 1699, and it just said Ma on it for the epitaph. Can you imagine a graveyard from 1699? And as I've looked at graveyards all around the different states that I go to, you know, you go in there and, you know, you see the person's name and when they were born and when they died, you know, that kind of thing. Sometimes they have little epitaphs there, and it says, you know, different humorous things or different things about a person's life, you know, married and had children or whatever. I saw this one epitaph that I thought was really funny, and this was on an actual gravestone, and it said, "As you are now, so once was I. As I am now, so you will be. Prepare for death and follow me." And then somebody wrote over it, and this is the humorous part, "To follow you, I'll not consent until I know which way you went." And I think that's funny because the truth is, we are either going to go to heaven or to hell. And do you know where you're going when you die? The scriptures teach us all over the place that if you live well, you trust in God, you believe in God, you give your life to Christ, you know that Jesus died for you, you will go to heaven. Eternal life is yours. You can have that blessed assurance. And it also teaches that there is a hell. Jesus taught about a place of separation from God, a place of regret, a place of loneliness, a place of darkness, weeping and gnashing of teeth. And my goal as a Catholic priest is to make sure that you have eternal life. And God has given me some truths, and He's put me on TV to reach out to all people with the imperishable message of salvation. It's interesting. While you're watching this, there's still time to change. You know, all of us have been given, the Bible calls life, the great opportunity. It's magnificent and significant, as I said. And we have this wonderful opportunity to live well, to live with passion, to gain virtue, to help people, to come to know God. And this is preparing for your death, and you must prepare for your death because the books will be opened. No matter what you have written on your gravestone or what other people said about you, the books will be opened. And what is written in your book? What is the truth about your life? And it's extremely crucial because, as you know, every one of us one day will pass. We will come before God. Whether you believe that there's reincarnation or death is the end, whatever you believe, the truth is you will come before God. And Paul the Apostle wrote, "Knowing the fear of God, we persuade people." In other words, knowing that we're going to come before God, and every one of us, he said, you die once and then comes the judgment. And he said, because of that, we persuade people. We try to help people to live well. We try to help people to live with passion and to know God in a personal way. We persuade people away from a life of vice to a life of virtue. So I heard this story about, speaking about changing your life, Alfred Nobel. You've heard of the Nobel Peace Prize. Well, it's interesting. Alfred Nobel wasn't always so peaceful. He created dynamite, and he invented it in the other explosives that were used in weapons. And he made a fortune from his creation of dynamite and explosives and things for weapons. Well, right around that time, his brother died. And wouldn't you know, the newspaper, instead of putting the brother's obituary, they put Alfred Nobel's obituary in the paper, and he read his own obituary. Can you imagine that? Having to read your own obituary. And this is what they wrote. It sobered him up. He read this in the paper about his own obit. The merchant of death is dead. Dr. Alfred Nobel, who became rich by finding ways to kill people faster than ever before, died yesterday. And he was so disturbed by what he read, he changed his life and he worked for peace. And you know, in a way, this moment, this TV program can be like your obituary. And are there some things in your obituary that you wouldn't be proud of? Well, there's still time. It's the great opportunity. Life is magnificent and significant. There's still time to change, and you can change. He changed his life, and as you know, the Nobel Peace Prize was named after him. He changed his whole legacy. And what kind of a legacy are you leaving? So while there's time, there is still the opportunity to change. And really, when you think about it, the Gospels, the Bible, it's all about change. Jesus' first words out of his mouth, he said, "The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the good news." In other words, you can change. You don't have to stay stuck. You can keep moving. You can go forward. So if there is an area in your life where you need to change, I'm praying that by the grace of God, you will change. And that's what Live with Passion is all about. I'm trying to help you to move away from vice and move toward virtue. I'm trying to help you to move away from an unfruitful life and to bear fruit. I'm trying to help you to prepare to meet your God. I want you to be ready for death, the final surrender. And I want to share with you in the next program exactly what's going to happen when you die. And you have to stay tuned to that next program because explicitly I will share some thoughts and some experiences that I had from my near-death experiences. So death is spoken of in the Bible in very interesting ways. As I said, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of one of his faithful. You're not going to be lost. God will hold you in the palm of your hands. In fact, of his hands. In fact, that's what it says in the book of wisdom. It says, it seems like that the people who have died have perished, but God holds them in the palm of his hands. And then it says in Psalm 116, as I said, precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Paul talked about a departure when it comes to death, that it's just a moving on. So I want you to stay tuned. I want you to live with passion and get ready for part two of this program where I share with you exactly what's going to happen when you die. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs. You can listen to more podcasts. You can make prayer requests that come directly to me and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.